After 4 months on trial, four Proud Boys were convicted of seditious conspiracy, a rare charge used against rebels during the American Civil War. Federal prosecutors cited text and signal messages calling for war, revolution, and firing squads for traitors as evidence.
Today's verdict makes clear that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to defend the American people and American democracy.
Among those convicted was the far-right group's leader, Enrique Tarrio, who was not present for the January 6th attacks, but according to prosecutors, remotely led the group they call Trump's army to foment the insurrection. Tarrio, shown here visiting the Trump White House, took it as encouragement when the then-president invoked the group's name in a presidential debate.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
A fifth group member, Dominic Pezzola, who used a shield to smash his way through a Capitol window, was acquitted of conspiracy but convicted on lesser charges.
I think it's a very strong warning to more regular people who might be incited by Trump's rhetoric, still continuing to claim that he actually won the election, that you can't just have safety in a large mob and be anonymous that way, that they will be able to see you with today's technology.
It was a staggering blow to the ultra-right-wing group and a major milestone in the largest Justice Department investigation in American history. Federal prosecutors had previously won a conspiracy conviction against members of the Oath Keepers.
And now, after three trials, we have secured the convictions of leaders of both the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy, specifically conspiring to oppose by force the lawful transfer of presidential power. Our work will continue.
The men face sentences that could be counted in decades. The conspiracy charge alone carries a prison sentence of up to 20 years, proving that when it leads to violence, pride can come at a high price. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.
Hundreds of Guatemalans have been moved